Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we assess the high hopes for a regenerated skyscraper currently in construction in Milan, which will share a skyline with the already groundbreaking Bosco Verticale. Monocle's Ed Stocker tells us more.
Take a walk in Milan's Biblioteca degli Alberi Park, heading past beds of seasonal wildflowers that are out in full force, and you'll immediately spot a building. No, not that one. Not the Bosco Verticale, the twin palazzi covered in trees from architect Stefano Boeri, where apparently several of Milan's football players reside. You're looking in the wrong part of the park altogether. We're talking about that one to the north. Yes, that one. Okay, true, its form is rather nondescript at the moment. Separated from the park by a busy road, the tower is currently covered in semi-transparent construction plastic, as is the bridge that goes over the road, for that matter. In fact, the most interesting thing about it at the moment is the huge adverts that get plastered on its facade, taking up about two-thirds of the building's space and changing every few weeks. Currently, it's a Sky Sports advert announcing the imminent start of the delayed Euro 2020 sports competition. Appearances, though, can be deceiving, because when it's finished, and we still don't know when it's due to start, this particular construction will serve as a complement to Bosco Verticale, one more step in the greening of Milan. P39, as it will be known, is the new project from New York's Diller, Scofidio and Renfro, of the High Line and Hudson Yards fame, in partnership with, you guessed it, Stefano Boeri. They won an international competition involving 359 studios competing from 15 countries. When completed, it will be a 60,000 square meter office building. Diller, Scofidio and Renfro isn't sharing many details at the moment, but the renderings do look impressive. The aim is to at least partially use the existing 1960s structure before it will be packed out with different levels of greenery, the full vertical forest Stefano Boeri treatment. But the most exciting part of the project looks to be the bridge. An entirely new transparent roof is set to be built for this pedestrian crossing. The roof will feature a hump and contain more trees. And yes, we can spot Highline influences in there too. The development will further cement the regeneration of the Porta Nuova Gioia area that borders the Isola neighbourhood. It wasn't so long ago that this area was a sort of wasteland next to Porta Garibaldi train station and a destination due to a long-gone club. Nowadays, people flock to the park to hang out with friends, but they also come here to take pictures with their phones of the buildings. Not just Bosco Verticale, but also the shiny 231-metre UniCredit Tower, designed by Cesare Pelli. For Italians, there's an exoticness in all the newness and in the tallness of the constructions. The only other neighbourhood that can compare in Milan would be City Life to the west of the centre. In a few years' time, they may just be adding a certain P39 to their iPhone shoot list.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Ed Stocker for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.